simultaneously. By Krishna's inconceivable energy, all his associates also manifested. Arista, Sura, Mardana, Lila, the killing of Arista, the bull demon. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita confirms that the Prakash forms of Krishna are not different at all from the original form of Krishna. Krishna Astami. Shamsundar was preparing to enact his rasa dance at Govardhan. He is associating with me, and all the other queens are suffering in separation from Krishna. The path 30 at night. Digging up the earth with his hooves and making tremble like an earthquake. Arishta's transcendental calm, which is innate in his own internal nature. Krishna enjoyed with thousands of them. Dug up the earth with the tips of his horns while passing stool and urine here and there. Mistaking the great demon for Dwarka is far superior to Vaikuntha. In Dwarka, Krishna carried out his household duties with the addition of that demon bull was roaring so fiercely that some of the pregnant cows and women assembled with Krishna, who is considered the supreme super soul shelter of all living beings. This is Skanda Puran. These gopis are his renowned 16 potencies. Distraught and running away in fear, Krishna calmed them by saying, "Do not be afraid." Phases. Each of these 16 divisions of gopis is subdivided into 1,000 parts. And animals, I am here just to punish miscreants like you. Then Krishna, in some expanded form, as the queens of Dwarka, and each of these 16 expanded 1,000. Padma Puran says, seen a demon. Aristasura became enraged, and pawing the ground with his hooves, he charged. In their early youth, became royal princesses in their maturity. In other words, Krishna Vrindavan is the most perfect. That Arista demon rushed at Krishna with great speed, like a thunderbolt. Similarly, the Braja Gopis are the supremely complete forms of Krishna's pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti, and their prakash 18 steps, about 60 yards. Although the demon was breathing hard and perspiring, Brahma and other demigods do not know the method of attaining Krishna, who is the husband of those perfect Lakshmis, the dwarf horns, and forcibly threw him to the ground. Then Krishna, with his foot, he squashed it. While continuously increasing joy, the queens of Dwarka experienced Krishna's smiling, love-filled glances, intimate blood and passing stool and urine, kicking his legs hither and thither. Violently, his eyes bulging from their responded in kind to their sweet mutterings. Although each queen had pastimes, the Swargadevas showered flowers on Krishna as he entered the village with excellent paraphernalia. They would bathe and massage Dwarkadish's feet and offer him pan to chew. They would personally fan him and anoint him with fragrant sandalwood paste, and adorn him with flower garlands, dressing his hair. Sham, you killed a demon in the form of a bull. Nevertheless, it is considered Gohatya. Directly by them. The Supreme Personality of God at Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Supreme Personality. Sham replied, why should I wander about the whole world? I will call all the holy places here. Just see. Saying this, Sham struck the ground with the heel of his foot. Immediately the
10th canto. Krishna teases Rukmini. Once Krishna was reclining on his bed in Dwarka.
Kashi, I am Badrinath. I am Ranga Kshetra. I am Suruduni Ganga. Then Krishna took a bath.
This chapter describes how Krishna grinds the fragrant camphor-like heart of Rukmini with the pestle of his words.
Places, but you have never executed such pious activities. Then the beautiful face.
Just as Kaffir's fragrance becomes manifest when crushed on a grinding stone. Rukmini is personally.
The gopis saw a hole left from Arishtasura's hooves, and within an hour they had dug out
Umpatim Pariyacharad. And the other reason is that Krishna is the spiritual master of the universe, Jagadguru, Jagadguru Pati, Dwarkadish.
That they could use the water from his pond to fill theirs. But Radharani insisted, "No, this is impossible."
Fan. So Krishna is indeed the Adi Guru, Jagat Guru of the entire Jagat. And he is, of course,
a celestial person then appeared from Shamakund as a representative of all the
pastime and nothing else. Shukadeva introduces the Leela in verse 2 by describing that the creation destruction
created all the holy places that were now gathered in Shamakund. Radha consented, and thus at midnight.
Though Krishna is unborn, he appeared in the Yadu dynasty to protect and maintain the principles.
Then Krishna said, "My dear Radha, may your kund become even more famous than my own, and I will
strengthen that prema." Rukmini's bedroom of her palace was extremely beautiful. There was a canopy above them.
Radha said that she would also bathe in Shamakund, and that night Krishna enjoyed a rasa dance.
There were flower garlands hanging here and there, attracting swarms of bees to drink the sweet nectar of jasmine and other flowers. The spotless rays of the moon shone through the lattice windows of her bedroom. Aguru incense drifted out of the window's holes.
Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan.
Bed, which was as soft and white as a foam of milk, and Rukmini was serving her husband, the Supreme Lord of all the worlds.
Shri Govinda Gopi Nata Madana Moha.
To show that everything was perfectly arranged by Rukmini to please Krishna with her loving service. The room was splendid, with shining jewels.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan.
And clouds of Aguru incense were streaming out of the windows. There, Rukmini attentively served Krishna, who was lying on the best of beds.
One who selflessly performs virtuous acts in accordance with the path of Karma Yoga is,
which means a really especially good, soft mattress and bed.
We have knowledge are transcendental to the three modes of material nature. They are more dear to Krishna than the followers of
the yak tail fan with a jeweled handle. She was worshipping him. Rukmini's hand was adorned with rings, bangles. She looked resplendent.
Devotees like Sanak, who have abandoned Gyan and consider bhakti alone the best path.
On her hips she wore a priceless belt. Rukmini appeared most attractive with her jeweled ankle bells as she stood next to Krishna.
Devotees like Narada and others. Amongst all those beloved gopis, Srimati Radhika,
so the Chamara, Her jeweled bangles, waist bells, ankle bells tinkled sweetly. Rukmini looked extremely beautiful, with her necklace glittering red from the kunkum on her breast. Seeing Rukmini, who was more beautiful than even Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, Krishna spoke. Vishnu says, when Vishnu appears as a demigod, Lakshmi takes the form of a demigoddess. And when Vishnu appears as a human being, she takes a human-like form. Lakshmi can thus assume a form suitable to the form that the Lord assumes. As Krishna is more beautiful than the Lord of Vaikuntha, so Rukmini is more beautiful than Lakshmi.
Text 11. The sages declare that as Srimati Radhika is the foremost object.
Joke with her and hear what she says. The four directions were beautified by Rukmini's charming, smiling face, which
no. By taking snan even once within her divine waters of
Why did Rukmini choose him? At this time his mentality was, when I gave Rukmini one flower from the heavenly,
so difficult to attain even for such elevated devotees of Bhagavan as Sri Narada, what to speak of ordinary.
Only when I gave Satyabhama a whole Parijat tree was she satisfied. Rukmini, however, did not show any anger even when she saw me give Satyabhama
once Sakrit Premadam. Even once who takes bath, it will avish
sweet words. Thus Krishna considered, and he decided, if I speak like this to Rukmini, I will be able to provoke her anger. This is what some authority,
Aristasura, and then manifested Shamakund and Radhakund. After this,
brute the tree of her prema. Thus Krishna said, my dear beloved, you think that you are very intelligent, despite your being completely endowed without.
Narada wanted to expedite Krishna's mission of killing the demons. Narada said, O Kansa,
speaks in verse 11, you are the daughter of a king, and I am the penniless son of Vasudev. Why did you choose me as your husband?
Devaki, Ram is the son of Rohini. Out of fear,
you are inferior in wealth, beauty, and qualities to me. For they were endowed with fabulous wealth, power, beauty, and courage, like the Lokapalas, planetary rulers. They were not devoid of wealth and enjoyment, like Runti Dev and others. You cannot say that they were far away, because they came to your place.
It was very important information for Kans, because it had been predicted that the eighth son of Devaki would kill him.
My cowardly nature, a great fault in one born as a Kshatriya. I made enemies with many strong kings and have only a few friends like Arjun. Moreover, being a Yadav,
yesterday for having misled him. Narada restrained Kansa by reminding him that
Krishna said to Rukmini, oh, fine-browed lady, pious women who follow the path of men like us,
even Devaki, and put them in iron shackles. One may think that Narada's actions were inimical, of us,
and who do not even follow the social behavior, since I insulted your brother even in your presence, must have always suffered.
Tura, and then he would get the Lord's association, or his son's association.
It is not proper that you are my wife, since your father and grandfather are very wealthy. You have abundant personal wealth, whereas my father, Vasudev, has no wealth.
Ministers, Mushtik, Chanura, Shala, and Toshala, and his elephant keepers. Kansa said, "You have jurisdiction over so many towns, such as Kundina and Vidarbha State, whereas I only have Dwarka and Anarta.
Cause of my death. When they come to Mathura, kill these two boys." And the
mine is uncertain, because I have many enemies. Those who are equal in wealth, birth, beauty, power, and prosperity. Krishna said, "You have accepted me, Rukmini, as your husband, because you are..."
"And invite everyone from Mathura and the surrounding areas to see the wrestling competition. Krishna Balaram and our men."
"And now, you should use your intelligence and choose a suitable Kshatriya husband." Rukmini may ask, "Then why did you take me as your wife?" Krishna will reply, "I took..."
"At the entrance of the wrestling arena and have the beast kill my two enemies. Commence the..."
"Kings who were intoxicated with their power. You should not worry that I will be unhappy if you accept another man as your husband. I am indifferent to both the body and home. Therefore I remain just as a witness without action, like a flaming lamp." By speaking like this, Krishna broke Rukmini's pride of thinking herself
the art of diplomacy. Kansa affectionately took Akura by the hand and said,
"Thus I have acquired such a husband who is an ocean of good qualities." Rukmini had never before heard such unpleasantries from her husband, so she became frightened.
"Among all the Bhojas and Brishnis, you are the kindest."
And tears darkened by her eye makeup sprinkled her kunkum reddened breast. There Rukmini stood, face downwards, her voice choked up by extreme sorrow.
"Upon you. Go to Nandagaon, where the two sons of Anakadundubi are..."
Rukmini became very unhappy from hearing these unpleasant words of Krishna. Due to fear that Krishna might leave her,
"This new chariot for your use." Kansa thought that Akura was a simple-minded person who would be...
Because her body became thin due to the pain of impending separation. Then she lost consciousness, Viklavdia, and fainted on the floor of the palace.
Because it would have been inappropriate for Krishna and Balaram to travel in a chariot that had already been...
ranging from being stunned, stumba, to dissolution or fainting, pralaya. Rukmini could not understand the depth of Krishna's joke.
"Bring them here and invite Nanda and the coward men to attend the wrestling festival and tell them..."
Who is the shelter of that Anurag feels more and more humble and wretched every moment. Overwhelmed by delusion, he thinks, "I am not worthy of Krishna and therefore I deserve to be rejected by him."
"A powerful elephant, Kuvalayapida. And if they happen to escape this attempt..."
They escape simultaneously to lift Rukmini, embrace her, wipe her face and retie her hair. So each arm was doing something different.
Vasudev and all his relatives, Brishnis, Bhojas and Dashahas. "I will kill my father, Ugrasen, because..."
Krishna wiped Rukmini's tear-filled eyes and her breasts, which were stained with tears of sorrow. Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, "O Vaidarbhi Rukmini, do not be displeased with me. I know that you are fully devoted to me. I only spoke in jest, dear lady, because I wanted to hear what you would say."
"My elder relative, Jarasand, the father of my wives, is my well-wisher.
He already created problems for you and me by making such false displays of love by embracing me and wiping away my tears. Do you want to cause me further suffering?" This is Rukmini.
"Allied with the demigods, so at last I shall rule the earth." Now you have understood
this. Oh, I am not displeased with you, who are the most merciful. But upon hearing you say that I should go to another man for my own benefit, after having suffered
O King Kuns, you have very expertly devised the means to free yourself from all misfortune.
A moment longer, both you and I could have attained the supreme nirvana. Fearing such sarcastic words from Rukmini, Krishna then said, I know that you are fully dedicated to me, having no other goal than me.
One's endeavors. Ordinary people consider themselves to be the sole cause of success.
Oh, beautiful one. So I spoke some joking, untrue words. Then Krishna gives some reasons for joking with Rukmini by seeing
their fulfillment. Although this seems to be the case at present, I will excuse your order. Thereafter,
a frown, your eyes showing angry, sidelong glances. If that was Krishna's desire, then why did Rukmini not comply and show anger instead?